I'm here at the Edinburgh Fringe. I'm with the lovely Charlie Baker. Charlie, how's it going?
I'm having a lovely time. Thank you, Talia.
Are you?
I came up in a bit of a panic. And
a bit of an ambience in the background, yeah, FYI.
And we're in the bar, and my son has just asked me to open his bottle of water. We may as well keep this in. This is good fun.
Oh, he's
seeing as my show is about my son,
and
I've told him for the last 5 minutes to stay away. But there we are. There you are, mate. All right? There he goes. Right, yeah, no, I'm having a lovely time. I'm parenting a lot, which may hear that slight sound of stress in my voice. No, but the thing is, my show's about my son, so it's actually
it's kind of fitting that he's here.
I have to spend a lot of time with him, so all the nice things I say about him at night, I really nearly mean.
I've had two people bring their sons to their interviews today. I'm quite enjoying it. It's quite nice.
The thing is, if you go, I'm going to spend a month talking about myself, and you've got children, then your respective partner probably goes, well, if you're doing that, you're taking this idiot as well. You know, so
it's fair.
But it's good. I'm having a nice time. I was quite worried about my show, actually, before I came up, because I rewrote it with a week to go.
That's sensible, Charlie.
I did sort of two or three previews that were all right, that felt pretty average, and I went, well, I don't want to, it's pointless taking something average, so I may as well say what I want to say, and then you'll be judged or whatever. People are watching you say exactly what you want to say, rather than, well, I sort of think this, you know. And that seems to, for me, it's worked. I love doing my show now, so it's enjoyable.
I've been to see it, Audioboom listeners, and I can confirm it is brilliant. And I'm not just saying that, Charlie. I'm not saying this to everyone.
Five stars Audioboom?
Absolutely five stars.
Five stars Audioboom. On the poster.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm Audioboom.
Yeah,
I can. It's called Just the One.
Yeah.
For people that haven't been to see it yet, what's it about?
It is about my family life and my wife and my son and how I met my wife and how we've... I'm 12 years married, so I think, you know, I'm not many people do what I do and have that length of relationship. And also, we were friends for 10 years first, so I look at that. And I have one son, which people are often sympathetic about you having one child. So I talk about the experiences of that and a couple of other bits. But it's all underscored with one-hit wonders, because I do music as well. So
brilliant voice, may I add.
Nice of you. So live and recorded one-hit wonders, mainly on vinyl. There's some embarrassing middle-aged rapping in there as well.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah,
I try
that's
and do a
good.
Mixture of stand-up and song. Mainly stand-up this time round. It's pretty stand-up heavy, with a few songs dotted along the way. And this show's the most personal I've ever done.
I was going to say, your show is extremely personal. And there's a bit of sadness. I'm not going to obviously say anything much, but it's quite sad at the end. I've found.
Well, it's sad, but I also try and... it is sad, but it's also trying to be slightly triumphant and...
it's sad but uplifting. Sorry,
what I mean. Yeah, yeah. Everybody, I think what I'm trying to say is that everyone has, no matter, even if you fall in love and you find what people call the one, you know, which I supposedly have. I don't believe in the one, by the way. I don't believe that you found the one in your local pub from the whole.
Probably quite a few the ones.
Whole world, yeah. So I think, you know, you get lucky. That's not in it. Get lucky's not in it. It's not a one hit wonder. No matter how sort of much you think that's going to solve your life, life happens, you know. So I just, and there's some, I talk about a subject in it that is at the moment close to my heart, and something I wanted to bring up, because this is, I think that's what you can do in stand-up, really, is what I'm trying to learn to do, is just talk about what happens in your life, because that's what you're the expert on. So
yeah, no, I think it works really well.
I'm not going to stand and do political one-liners for an hour, because that's not my area of expertise.
I don't think that would be wise. To be honest, stick to what you do.
Yeah.
Where can people go and see the show?
They can go to Assembly, George Square Gardens, and it is in a venue called The Box, which is a box.
Quite hot, but
I opened the door.
No, it's fine.
During the show.
I'm not trying to put people
during
off. Please go.
Bit, during the Midsummer Murders bit, I opened the doors.
It's fine. No, honestly.
It's good. No, and people are coming. We sold out three nights running, and people are enjoying it, and so I think it's my best show I've ever done. So it's not as party a show as I've done before, but I think it's my best show.
Okay, great. Thanks so much for talking to me, Charlie Baker.
Thank you.